Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Do I hear the voice of Eric?
I'm back,
baby.
Oh man, good to hear you back. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you, man. Good to be back.
All right. So we've already begun. Well, first of all, let's do this real quick. Bob, what month were you born?
November.
Your leprechaun name is Bubbly McWobbles.
Nice. Hold on, let me write.
Sounds
that down.
Bubbly McWobbles. Sounds fairly accurate.
Eric, what's your month?
June.
You are. Eager-o-lucky.
I
like that.
Eager-o-lucky to be alive.
Yeah, pretty accurate, too.
I'm Jolly-o-doodles.
Jolly-o-doodles.
Doodle.
I had green beer over the weekend. One green beer. They made the Coors beer green at this place I was eating. So, okay, I've done my St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I guess not a surprise with St. Patrick's Day being on Monday. We were looking at all the events for St. Patrick's Day on Friday. Majority of them were over the weekend.
Yeah, that's so people could play.
Yep.
It was serious business in the South over the weekend. It was quite disturbing, quite nerve-wracking for everybody, for people deciding, should we go do this? Should we not go do this? Should we stay home? And whatever. So it ended up being 39 people killed. Missouri had 12 dead. They really got it bad, followed by Kansas with 8. Alabama was... really, 3 dead, but I think there were more in Mississippi before it's all over with. The tornadoes were not big ones. There were a few really big ones, but for the first time, there were multiple EF4 tornadoes in a single day, but those were mostly Arkansas and Missouri. When they got over to Mississippi and Alabama, they were smaller, but still deadly and scary.
How did Tennessee escape this? Because I know they had a lot of bad weather.
I was so worried about my granddaughter up near Clarksville, Tennessee. They did. They had a lot of rain. I know one daughter had her basement flooded again. They have a new home. And the second time that they've had these, 6, 8, 10-inch rains, and it got water in the basement again, so she's dealing with that. They had to call ServPro at 2 in the morning. So this has been definitely some crazy weather. Lightning, I'm not a big fan of lightning. I can almost deal with a lot of it. I got into what they call the polygon one time over the weekend. That's when you're in an actual tornado warning area. But I was pretty aware of where the storm was. But, man, when those lightning bolts come over you and then the thunder is immediate and it shakes your house, I mean, your house just rattles like a bomb hit it. That's frightening. I'm sure you've had it at some point in your life where it's just boom. It's
I've had it happen in an airplane when it struck the airplane. But it is not uncommon for lightning to strike airplanes at all.
Right, it's not. And it's, you know, it's just the storms. I don't know. I mean, they're just, it's been, they had a tornado warning in Syracuse, I understand, last night, and freaked people out because they don't have tornado warnings in Syracuse. They just barely knew what to do, but everything
Jimmy,
was okay.
From a meteorologist, 32 tornadoes in the storm sequence in Mississippi, 17 in Missouri, 11 in Arkansas, 8 in Alabama.
Yep. Yeah, and, you know, sometimes you hear so much of this and you think they're, you know, they're crying wolf and you don't believe them as much. And it tell you, just like a snake, it can come out of the hole and bite you. It really can. All right, Russia, I'll tell you what the most crazy thing on the weekend was, watching 60 Minutes. I don't generally watch it, but there was something, the promo that got me interested. So after the selection Sunday, I stayed with it and watched the story of drones.
I wish I'd seen that, because you know what I saw in 60 Minutes, till I dang near threw up, was that DEI story, which could have been done objectively without making it so slanted. That's all I saw. Tell us about what we should have seen.
After the drones. I watched the drones and turned it off.
You did good.
But it was a very good story. And, I mean, basically, we were lied to again in the last administration about the drones and things that were going ahead. These were definitely something that were extremely bothering the military and those. And then,
the ones that roll like over New Jersey and stuff?
Yeah, and all that. Yeah, they were really upset. And in fact, they were getting, they had one guy who had seen them all go over Langley Air Force Base and call the FBI about it. And they were quite regularly going over there, and they moved airplanes and everything else because of it. And they just didn't have any way to deal with them. They didn't want to start shooting. We're not set up to deal with drones. Now, we're in the process of getting that done. But I think in the process, it feels like, you know, we were before Pearl Harbor, either not thinking about it or preparing for the wrong thing or setting up all our resources in one place. There's some people that think they're on the other side of the ocean. We don't have to worry about anything. And then you have those sightings in the Pacific. You remember the couple of the other UFO sightings where they saw weird things that were going on near some of our ships, and they put them down as drones in the workbook. They showed that, and that they thought they were coming from a Hong Kong cargo ship, but they can never prove it. They can never find exactly that's where they were coming from. But balloon that was over America was a spy balloon for sure. It wasn't just junk. And they had meetings about it at the White House, but ultimately didn't do much. But NORAD and some of these others, folks that were on there were former commanders, saying that it's all being looked at now, and they're trying to get these jammers because they're dealing with drones of all kinds. You're seeing it in Ukraine. Russia sending some, Ukraine sending some. Ukraine had some footage they sent the other day of they had the drone go over one of their secret Air Force bases, and you saw them blowing up first-line airplanes with the drones, just dropping ordnance. Doesn't take much to wipe out a fighter plane that's sitting there parked. And just like, you know, killing the ones at Pearl Harbor all lined up in a row, I thought of that when, not too far from Langley Air Force Base, where they have major F-22s there, some of our best fighters, down the, as a crow flies, 20 miles, 15 miles at the most, is the Norfolk Naval Air and the Norfolk Navy Base. And they had three or four aircraft carriers lined up the day I was there. And I said, oh, man, that looks,
scary. We also know in warfare, with Russia and the Ukraine, a bunch of the damage and death is coming from both countries attacking specific targets with lots and lots of drones.
Yeah, mass swarms of drones.
Yeah, yeah.
And million-dollar missiles don't help you at all.
Can't get them all,
things.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you can't.
It's like missiles. Some get through, some don't.
Right, so they send hundreds and hundreds of those things with explosives on there. You know, particularly if it was a sensitive area like an aircraft carrier or something like an F-22 parked, you know, it's not good. So they're working on it, I hope. Sounds like they are.
So 60 Minutes said all that, that the government finally came clean and said, oh, yeah, there is something, but we really don't have any evidence that it wasn't anything. But we're looking into it. That was about the last we heard.
The former head of NORAD, the former head of NORTHCOM, former commander at Langley Air Force Base. I mean, they all said they were very concerned in what it was. And, you know, and then they got caught up. They couldn't do anything about some of it because once it left their property and was out over the sound there, FBI runs into Coast Guard. They got into territorial disputes, and nobody was willing to, you know, say, okay, you're in charge. But I think now they've done that, and we'll see with this new administration what they're going to do about it or what they can do about it. So very, very interesting. And then, of course, the deportations are still going on. Some judge tried to block taking some of the people back to Venezuela, but I think they took them to El Salvador and put them there. We're paying the people of El Salvador to keep them in a prison, but it's saving us money. Now, one thing they did over the weekend, and again, you know, they have admitted this day, meaning Trump, and not Trump so much, but Musk, is that some of the things that they're getting, maybe they shouldn't get, and they'll have to put it back in, you know, that they're kind of going at it with a, you know, with a chainsaw and not a scalpel. I'm not so sure that they should have dismantled and gone in there and gotten Voice of America, Radio Free Asia, Radio Free Europe, and some of those places. They stopped broadcasting and publishing stories on Saturday. And I don't know why they thought that was not worthwhile anymore.
Do you think President Trump knows he's overreaching and just wants to put all out there for confusion, see what sticks and what doesn't? Like, we had a story come through just the last 30 minutes. What was it? President Trump has decided that all of the pardons that President Biden issued are void and null because he signed them with an electronic pen, so he's no longer regarding them. I don't know.
Yeah, this definitely. I don't know.
You overreaching.
Know, people are so polarized on this subject, you almost can't say what you think. But I mean, I don't think personally they should be really whacking too hard on NOAA, the Weather Service. They've never been particularly overstaffed on the forecasting and some of that stuff. On the Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, I doubt that most people have ever even heard that, but I used to listen to shortwave all the time and listen to the Voice of America, and there are a lot of people. And
it's for instance, the 89 tornadoes throughout the South.
Yeah,
they can't be determined as an F1, 2, 3, 4, 5 until after the tornado, and people from the National Weather Service that are trained to do that go physically examine the damage and decide what the strength was and what the classification is. A person has to do that.
Well, it's just, I think, you know, it's just, I don't know that they know. I mean, I talked to a very hardcore Republican this weekend, and I think that some people on the really hard side, they think that everything in government, maybe short of the military and Social Security people are, and a few other branches, are worth totally, shouldn't even be doing it. Shouldn't be there. And I just think the whole concept that everybody that works with federal government is bad, which is almost the picture on the other extreme has pointed, it's just not accurate. The government does, yeah, the government's fat. And if you go back and watch Obama, watch any of them, every one of them has wanted to do what Musk is doing, but they couldn't do it because they were going to go through Congress where nothing gets done most of the time. And it's just, I mean, our communication policy in this country, our looking at drones, with how we're dealing with the measles outbreak this time is concerning. Not so sure they think it's a problem when they think it's a problem. And I think Republican politicians are a little leery about going in there and doing what they should do because they're scared. You know, they're going to get caught up in some of that stuff, that, you know, the misinformation that's come out about vaccines. And I don't know. It's just it's very disturbing. The NCAA, you joined the Southeastern Conference, and you came in a pretty crazy time. Most bids by any conference in history was this weekend, 14, I think, or something. Almost everybody.
Yeah, 16 teams in the SEC, 14 are in. The all-time record was, I forget how many years ago, was I think it was 10 by the Big Ten.
Nobody's
ever done this.
But none of the pickers think his SEC team is going to win at the end of the day in San Antonio in
really?
A bunch of weeks.
They don't think Auburn or Florida could win this whole thing?
One person picked Florida, one person picked Auburn that I saw. But, you know, we have a lot of teams.
Oh, Duke.
So we'll see. I mean, the SEC tournament, Florida, looked like the best team in basketball to me. But we'll see. I mean, if I was having to bet on any of those SEC schools, I would probably – Florida was –
No, well, you just all love Florida because they took out your beloved can't hate them more.
Well, they took out
Tennessee.
Auburn too. They took out Auburn and Alabama in 2 days. That's pretty good.
Tennessee took Texas out. Wasn't a surprise.
Yeah, Tennessee was good too. So we'll see. Baseball season. Ohtani hit a big old home run over there in the Tokyo Dome, doing something. Chicago Cubs and the Dodgers will play. At the Dome, and then regular season won't start till March 27. But that was pretty cool watching that in Japan. Is it Netflix that's doing, I think, the Clubhouse it's called. They do a year with the Boston Red Sox and immersive, where they're there from the beginning to the end and you know, in the, everywhere. You get an up-close personal thing on the Red Sox. That's coming up. Let's see. U.S. retail sales numbers will be released at, well, they were released 20 minutes ago, so we'll see what they are. People say that sales are big time down in January, that people have cut back on a lot of stuff because of the continuing big bills you get, whether you're eating out or anything else. I mean, things are $5 to $10 more a meal, it seems, every time you go out to eat. At the grocery store, it's about the same thing.
The club,
spring,
answer your question, the Clubhouse, a year with the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Unpacks on Netflix after all. You're right. April the 8th.
April the 8th. Mm-hmm. So they do that with football. You know, they do that one of those.
Hard Knocks on HBO.
Yeah. So this is same thing just for baseball.
Ah.
And spring, your allergies will probably tell you, officially begins on Thursday. Back after these messages.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Now, page two with Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, some unintended consequences. Canada is reconsidering its plan to spend billions of dollars on the American-made F-35. I don't think they're going to cancel that, but they could. Portugal is doing something similar because they're getting nervous at some of these countries that America's one way for 4 years, and then 4 years is up, they're going another direction, and they want to have a little more stability in some of their defense orders and things like that. It's understandable. President Trump has ordered and did order military strikes over the weekend in Yemen. That's very complicated I call it Hoochie, but Houthis or whatever they are, I call them the Hoochies.
Hooties.
They're bad numbers. They've been whacked trying to sink our ships, and they need to get probably whacked. So that's going on as we speak. And they've warned Iran, who gives them all their money, they need to check themselves before they wreck themselves. Putin and Trump are going to talk this week, I guess, on the phone. I don't think they're going to go in person. And they're still fighting over there in Ukraine. Russia reportedly retook nearly all of the area around the Russian-cursed border.
I think they're scheduled to talk tomorrow.
Okay.
I think it's tomorrow.
And so they've been building up to that. The U.S. has declared, you know, we declared victory over measles 25 years ago. And that outbreak, I just keep finding stories that, and people are writing these why stories. Why are we had the disease wiped out. And then it periodically comes back with people bring it from another country and traveling, and then they get it knocked down again. But this one's continuing to grow and spread safe, quietly right now, but it is definitely still not shrinking, I have to say that. And then do you see where Houston Rodeo, Journey got three songs in. They were singing Don't Stop Believing, and the stage caught on fire. They had fire and smoke coming out around the drummer. They got the fire extinguishers out there. I guess the stage somehow had caught on fire. I don't know if it was the Houston stage or the Journey equipment that caught on fire, but it did. They canceled the show, sent everybody home. But things are back to normal. They did the Tejano night last night, and they've got Post Malone and a bunch of big ones here. They've got, you know, one full week to go with Rodeo Houston, and some people will be thrilled to know that Ted Lasso has been renewed. Jason Sudeikis has signed. Everybody's signing as we speak, and they'll start production pretty soon. I'm not sure when we're going to get the show. Won't be before the end of the year at the earliest. Spring break, you know, spring break goes from somewhere in late February for people like Montana, Maine, and some of the cold states. They go to Florida then, and then it kind of goes all the way through April the 12th. And Fort Lauderdale, they were kind of taking them. I mean, Miami didn't want them, and they pretty much have run out a lot of that stuff because they won't let you do anything down there just about. But Fort Lauderdale got loose, and now they've gone back to blanket ban on alcohol, coolers, tents, tables, live or amplified music until April the 12th. Myrtle Beach, they're just real big on not women wearing thong bathing suits. Now, this has been going on since the 90s. They've specifically outlawed thong bathing suits. They do not want your buttocks showing. And that goes for guys and girls, Bob, if you're thinking about going there.
I guess topless is out of the question.
No, they don't usually do topless. They're minimal. They're minimal, but they're but the butt cheeks are definitely getting sunned. I mean, there's very little covered up in those things, but they've had that for years and years, the bathing suit thing. They were on top of that early. In fact, I had to go out there back when we were doing live shows from Myrtle Beach, take a camera, and Mickey Gilley went with me. And we were we were lining up the people with illegal bathing suits, lined them up. They were inspected and counseled.
That's a tough gig, Jimmy.
I'm going to send you a picture because I went all Jimmy Carter about 2 years ago. I was in the Dominican Republic, and I was on this my son's fiance's dad's yacht, by the way, with a crew.
Yes.
And they were all in the water.
Bob's about to marry into some money, Jimmy.
Yeah, keep fingers crossed. Anyway, over there on the beach, which was just a stone's throw away, was a woman and her husband and a couple of kids. And it was so huge, this exposed buttocks.
Uh-huh.
I got a picture that only a male can appreciate.
Moonshot.
I'm going to send that to you now.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
creepy,
that.
Creepy Bob.
Well, no, wait a minute. Now, Jimmy used to send us pictures from Panama Beach.
But I love Jimmy's pictures, for the record. He had a nice...
those were professional.
Yes.
Those were professional.
They were done...
Well, mine's cell phone. It ain't
very
real
tasty.
Professional.
Yeah. I was shot in a very high exposure.
That's right.
One thing going on down there now in Fort Lauderdale there is boxing, what they're doing is they hear a buzz, and crowds kind of gather.
It's like
and then they clear out a circle, and they start fighting outside on the beach, and people are betting in crypto.
Oh wow!
So they said very unsafe. Police go in and break it up when they find it, but it kind of just appears, and people betting and screaming and all that stuff, and it goes on. So that is going on down there. I don't care about that, but. And let's see if there's anything else of major importance. Everybody freaked about the weather. Let's see. No, everything is pretty good other than that. It's just the same stories that people get fatigued in hearing, but they're out there between the weather and Ukraine and Doge. Who knows what they're going to go this week and do in March Madness. So
good job, Johnny O'Doodle.
Thank you. And you guys have a safe St. Patrick's Day.
And I'm looking for that picture. Maybe my wife got him a phone and erased it. But I mean, by the way, I want to be clear. It's not that it's sensual. It's like...
The opposite of?
It's like, well, it's freaky. It's like, you'll never see anything like this in your life.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of scared to open. I'm scared to go online.
You should be.
All right.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Have you seen it?
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, you sent it to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I've sent it to everybody. Twice. It's like obsessed. 801 Jimmy Carter, brought to you by Crestview RV and Swertner Farm and Ranch. Yeah, you're right. It's St. Patrick's Day, and Eric Raines is back. More to come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.